before the sitting, I'll start with a few reminders about the practice. Some things that I mostly said this morning, but just to emphasize. I mentioned this morning how important relaxation is, and I'll probably say that a lot this week. Just connecting to relaxation supports relaxing the mind, and relaxing the mind supports a very natural kind of mindfulness. And so this morning we started with a kind of a body scan, or this morning my time, we started with a body scan, consciously relaxing the body, and then shifted to seeing if the mind could also relax and let go a little bit. There's another way into relaxation that I'll offer in this guided meditation, which is more just a request. It's dropping in just a kind of an invitation. May the body relax. And then seeing what happens. May the mind relax. And not trying to do it, but just seeing, do the mind and body respond to those requests? It can be quite powerful to see that the mind and body can be very willing and able to relax, sometimes in ways that we don't know how to do consciously, if we simply invite it to. So I'll offer that in the guided meditation. Another piece I'll just mention is in terms of the receptive awareness that we're exploring this time, there's some language of how we talk to ourselves basically about what we're doing in the practice that can have an effect on what's happening in the practice. Some of that language is often around mindfulness. We think of we're looking at experience. So we say, can I see this? Can I look at this? You know, that's kind of how we're talking to ourselves about the practice. And that's one way to notice experience. It tends to be more directed. Can I look at experience? Another language that I found really useful is just to just ask myself, can I be with this? Rather than thinking of doing it, just can I be with this? To me, that creates a little bit more of a receptivity. Another kind of language I found useful for myself is, can I feel this? And I'm not talking about feeling in the technical Buddhist sense here of pleasant, unpleasant, neutral, but just the general experiential way we normally talk about feeling in the English language. Can I feel this? As opposed to, you know, identifying it, naming it, recognizing it in that way. Can I feel it? So those kinds of approaches can support a little bit more receptivity in the mindfulness. All right, so let's go ahead and do a short sitting. And again, I'll do it as a guided practice this afternoon or whatever time it is for you. We'll start again with relaxation and just a little bit of scanning through the body, consciously relaxing areas where you may find tension, softening the face, the head, the neck, seeing if the shoulders and arms can relax. Maybe the chest and upper backs can soften and relax. Maybe the hips can relax. The stomach can relax. Maybe the legs and feet can relax. And then, as we explored this morning, the possibility of potentially softening and relaxing inside the body. Maybe the inside of the throat can relax. Maybe the area around the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and intestines can relax. And then, having explored a kind of conscious relaxation of the body, exploring an invitation to our system, an invitation to relax. May the body relax, just dropping that invitation in to your heart and mind, and then just settling back and seeing what happens. Just being available. Sometimes nothing happens. Sometimes there can be a little more relaxation that we didn't have conscious availability to do. May the body relax. May the body relax. And maybe an invitation for the mind to relax. May the mind relax. May the mind let go of worries and concerns. Just setting them aside for now. May the mind relax. Now, shifting from the attunement to relaxation, the awareness of that process of relaxing the body and mind as much as is available. Turning towards recognizing that you're aware. Are you aware? What is obvious? When we are aware, awareness is connecting with some experience. Sometimes the experience or the object is more obvious, and that's okay. Knowing what the object is, what the experience is, awareness of that. But know at the same time that you are aware. Just kind of acknowledge that. You don't have to know or see or feel the awareness itself at this point. Are you aware? What is obvious? Receiving. Whatever is here, not pushing it away or holding on to it. Allowing the flow of attention. There can be a shift of attention from one experience to another, one object after another. Just connecting with being aware and allowing the objects to change, if that's what's happening. Relax. Mindfulness actually knows how to do mindfulness. We don't have to do it. Is there awareness? What does awareness know? Letting experience come to you, a sense of receiving what's happening, being with what is happening, rather than looking for or looking at it. Being available to be with what shows up. And from time to time, you may want to be curious about how you are in relationship to what's happening, especially if it feels like it's challenging to be with what's happening. Challenging, maybe the attitude in the mind. Perhaps a resistance or a confusion is present in the mind that's not clearly recognized. So we can drop in a kind of a question, almost like we were dropping in the requests earlier. What is the relationship? What's the attitude? How am I here? Again, not trying to figure it out, but just seeing, sometimes with an inclination or an invitation to open to an attitude, it can show itself. Relax. Are you aware? Allowing awareness to receive. Whatever's happening in this moment. And of course, at certain points, the mindfulness will get lost. You'll find yourself recollecting after having been wandering, after the mind having been wandering in thought. That's very natural for the mind to get hooked by thought. It's kind of a habit of our minds. So no need to judge that or feel like it's a problem. At a certain point, you'll recognize, you'll remember that awareness will return. So in that moment, see if you can just recognize or be curious about that experience of mindfulness returning, becoming aware in that moment. And then what is happening with that awareness? Often it's connected to, in some way, the fact that the mind had been wandering. Either there's already a judgment going on in the mind, and that can be recognized, judging or aversion to the wandering. Or there's some lingering, there can be some lingering emotions or moods that were shaped by the thoughts that were happening. There may be imagery in the mind lingering from the thinking. And so when you notice the mindfulness returning, notice the awareness and what is here with that awareness. There's nothing we have to do in that moment other than recognize the awareness and what is here. There's no particular experience we have to return to. We don't have to go back to where we were before the mind was wandering. Just this. This is what is happening in this moment. Relax. Are you aware? Receiving what is already happening. Being with what is already happening.